here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 8th of May, 2016, the second Sunday in May, Mother's Day. The woman whose idea Mother's Day was, Anna Jarvis, became very concerned about the commercialization of it. She lived a long time, and she was able to see what it did for the florist industry and for greeting cards as well. She said, "I wanted it to be a day of sentiment, not profit." She was against the selling of flowers. She called greeting cards a poor excuse for the letter you are too lazy to write. And Mother's Day is one of the best days of the year for florists. When Anna Jarvis lived out the last years of her life in nursing home without a penny to her name, her bills were all paid, unbeknownst to her, by the Florists Exchange, a national organization. It's the birthday of Edmund Wilson, the American man of letters born Red Bank, New Jersey, 1895, did not like to be called a critic, thought of himself as a journalist, reviewed books for The New Yorker, The New York Review of Books, and elsewhere. Never taught at a university. He hated academics and their obsessive close readings of books. Edmund Wilson, who wrote important essays on Dickens, Kipling, Pushkin, Flaubert, and many other authors, changed public perceptions of their work. And a man of strong opinions, he did not pretend to be interested in things he was not interested in. He wrote in The New Yorker in 1965, "I have been bored by Hispanophiles, and I have also been bored by everything, with the exception of Spanish painting, that I have ever known about Spain. I have made a point of learning no Spanish, and I have never got through Don Quixote." Here's a poem for today by Freya Manfred, my new, funny, old mother. Will I ever be as funny as my mother at 90? I hope so, for everyone's sake, especially mine. This woman who swims, learns Spanish, cooks for herself, and works Thursday at the library. This very mother burps after every bite, wets her pants, washes them, sports a hearing aid that screeches, carols, and says whatever to whatever happens. When, in the past, she didn't trust much good would come of anything or anyone, and often pointed to what wasn't working to preserve her worried soul from what could soon go wrong. When we said, "See you in the morning, Mom," she said, "We'll see about that." But now, she says, "That would be nice." Relieved of my dreams of perfection, I can't stop laughing gently, softly, when her hearing aid syncopates her burps, and she asks, "What? What's so funny?" giggling, because she knows I love her as she is. No changes needed, nothing to fix. "See," she says, "I told you, everything's fine." A poem by Freya Manfred, my new funny old mother, from her collection Speak, Mother, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.